And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Telling It the Way It Is. Plus, we'll examine the Personal Privacy Protection Act and today's Facebook post, The Tutor,
David
The
Spoon's
Guardian,
life
and The Guide.
Been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then, David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then, he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, where technology abounds, but not faithfully. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities. Take my microphone, for example.
I don't think that's funny.
Yeah, broccoli. And oy vey, so much more.
Joy and double joy.
We're asking you, what do you think? Call us at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is open for conversation. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We're going to start this hour off with parking lot lady, parking lot caller on the phone. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
What's happening? What's new in your world?
Well, I have my voice back. It seems like everybody around me is losing their voices. So mine is back.
All right.
I'm happy.
Well, that's a good thing. What you got going on?
Well, this is why I called. Number one, I'm so glad that you're on twice. I get to hear the whole program at 10 o'clock at night now. From the beginning. And the second thing is, does that mean that you might be leaving the station?
Wait, what? What? No. I'm not going anywhere.
When they start putting people on two or three times and I turn on the station and they're not there anymore, I said, no, David, you can't do this to me.
All right. Well, here, let me put your fears to rest.
You've tried to get rid of them. It's not possible.
They've tried to kick me out several times. I think they're more concerned that I'm going to end up buying the place than anything else. Here's what's going on. They're doing the replay because they're a little more exposure for the show. They're opened up that time slot. And then not only am I not going anywhere, but in 2016, I'm going to be even more anchored into the station. So there's some people that wish I would go away, but I'm not going anywhere.
Well, you know, I like your little intro where it says, and then he found this station. And I always say, and it hasn't been the same.
God bless you, sister. That's hilarious. Thank you for calling. That's very sweet. And I appreciate
you
listening.
Welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate it very much. And thanks for listening at the nighttime. I appreciate it. God bless you.
Okay.
All right.
God
take
bless
care.
You. I got you guys too. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. See, that's so nice of her. First of all, it's very nice to know that some people are listening to the show. For those that don't know, replays from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. And then, because you get to do your liners, you get to do some of the intros on that, don't you?
That's the best part of the day, because I get to make fun of you.
What is it with this? And everybody at the station likes to make fun of me.
Hey, Cameron and I know a good opportunity when we see it.
Yeah, you better take advantage. And so, but I do want to make sure everybody knows where I'm not going anywhere. Now, there's a couple people that wish I would go somewhere, and I won't tell you where they've told me they'd like me to go, but I won't be going there. In fact, I'm going to the opposite direction, but what I'm trying to tell you there is a very nice way of saying, you got me, you're stuck with me, and for those that don't love me, I just want to say the Bible says you have to love your neighbors and you have to love your enemies. Ha ha. So...
It's a sin not to love David Spoon. Deal
with
it.
There you go. Hey, that's a good line right there. It's a sin not to love David Spoon. I like that. All right, that is pretty funny. All right, this segment went a little goofy, and that was okay, because parking lot lady, when she calls, I love taking her call. She's a wonderful person. And anybody who's smart enough to pull the car over and then call, that's what you want.
Smart.
That's right. All right. So I do want to mention, I didn't get a chance to talk about this, Steve Wheeler, Whitefields Ministries, whitefields.org. I've said this before. I'll say it again. They bring the gospel to places that often do not get the gospel. I mean, they go to very far out villages in Uganda and all these different countries. Actually, some of the places they can't even talk about, which is really kind of cool. But they're in the villages and cultures, languages, and people. What they do is they do three big things. They bring the gospel where the gospel hasn't been. They support pastors in these areas. The pastor will go into an area that nobody's ever preached, and they support that pastor while he then preaches the gospel and establishes a church. Which is like that, I'm telling you right now, that's the same model. That's the way it's been in, biblically. That's the way to do it. That's a great way to do it. They're not the only missionaries that do it, but it's a great way to do it. And then they also bring these filters to villages where people can't have clean drinking water. And so my wife and I think that's like huge. It's like, okay, well, if you can make it so that the filter works, they're about $60 a piece for these filters. If you can get the filter to the church and the people can come to the church and get fresh drinking water, and it's about $60, and they don't have to use cesspool water to drink. Like, okay, I'm with that all day long. So I encourage you to go to whitefields.org. It's not the only ministry that we support. It's not the only ministry we think is cool. I just happen to think that Steve Wheeler in this ministry, Whitefields, is just fantastic. If you ever want to call him, 760-846-8610. 760-846-8610. I will tell you a couple things. I did find out today by confirmation we're having Kirk Cameron on the show Tuesday. I think he's actually going to call like at that 202, 203 time. That'll be on like at 207, something like that. And then we are also going to have some other guests that are going to be appearing or going to be calling in on the show. And I keep forgetting the guy's name, which is terrible. Let's see. What is that? Oh, yeah, that's the other guest. So, what is it? It's Sean. Is it Sean?
Sean Austin.
Sean Austin.
Plays Samwise Gamgee.
Okay. I could not say that even if I sneezed sideways.
Samwise Gamgee.
Yeah. Rudy, right? The guy that played Rudy, right? Sorry. I have to keep it easy, man. So, anyway, he's going to be on the show, and we've got some other people that are going to be on the show. I can't tell you. But 2016 is going to have a lot more people involved in Christian entertainment, a large amount of them. So, it's going to be a lot of fun. Let's see. We're going to take our break, then come back. And then, at the bottom of the hour, we got some special, a very special guest that's going to be joining us. Very cool stuff. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. I can do anything. I've got strength of the soul. And no one's going to bend or break me.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Chris George, General Manager of Subaru Mazda of El Cajon. Chris, what does Subaru Mazda of El Cajon mean to you?
I wanted to do business in a town and in a community that I live in. I go to church in, my kids go to school in. We know the teachers, we know the families. So any day you walk in that store, somebody in there knows somebody that goes to church at Foothills or goes to church at Shadow Mountain or Skyline.
Go to Subaru Mazda of El Cajon today and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
At CrazyPriceMall.com, you can get a $150 certificate from Organic Steam Cleaning for just $65. Yeah, just $65. A healthy and happy home starts with fresh, clean carpets, and fresh, clean carpets starts with Organic Steam Cleaning, which uses all organic products. There's only limited supply available, and this deal will be gone fast. Remember, if it's not green, it's not clean. So go to CrazyPriceMall.com to get your amazing deal now. That's CrazyPriceMall.com.
It's hard enough to deal with an unexpected plumbing issue, let alone all the time and expense to get the job done right. Well, look no further. From leaky faucets to repiping the entire house, Katie, the little plumber girl, the owner and the operator of Fluid Plumbing, has got you covered. Katie has been in the residential and commercial plumbing business for over 10 years. No job is too big or too small. The little plumber girl, serving North County, offers reasonable prices on all of your plumbing needs, including 20 24/7 emergency service. Call Katie at 760-650-5479 or go to littleplumbergirl.com for your next plumbing job and ask about her good neighbor discount. For honesty, integrity, and a great value, call Katie, the Little Plumber Girl, at 760-650-5479 or go to littleplumbergirl.com.
Can you imagine fleeing for your life with nothing but the clothes on your back? Persecution against Christians has never been greater. Our brothers and sisters around the world are losing their jobs, their homes, and even their lives, all because of their faith in Jesus. And for those living in areas affected by ISIS or who have fled the terror group, they're desperate for the most basic of needs, food. And right now, through the incredible ministry of Open Doors, you can provide food for a refugee family for an entire month with your gift of $50. For 60 years, Open Doors has depended on the support of generous donors to provide critical support to persecuted Christians in more than 60 countries around the world. But the need is so great right now, and they need your help. Your gift today of $50 will feed a family for an entire month. To find out more and to give, go to opendoorsusa.org/radio. opendoorsusa.org/radio.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ. And you wouldn't want me
any other. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to, you can reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. I do want to let people know a couple things I want to keep people aware of. One, the USS Midway Overnight Adventure. So if you got a youth group or you got a family and you're interested in having an impacting experience that will connect your faith and the military and kind of give you an understanding of the origins of this country, the spirit of this country, and the heart of this country, you got to check out the USS Midway. The USS Midway Museum stuff is, it is out of sight. That's what I'd say. It's out of sight. The Family Ministry Overnight Adventures, the way you get that information is you go to midway.org. Sorry, go to midway.org. And then they have a link that says the Family Ministry Overnight. Get the information. Or if you're a youth group and you want to take your youth. Now, this is what's happened. Some of the different private Christian schools have done events there at the USS Midway. And every one of them is just like, it's fantastic. You have to like that. That's very cool stuff. So you got to go to midway.org, especially for your youth ministry or somebody involved in that. Check that out, because the opportunity to bless your youth group is just phenomenal. It's right there in front of you. They were speaking at our pastor's appreciation lunch. It was excellent. It was just great. Also, I want to remind you about Daily Disciples, their conference taking place on Saturday, January 30th. It's their 11th annual Power of Hope. If you're a person that's that understands hope for the future, but not processing a lot of hope for the current, not processing any hope in this life, you should probably go to the conference and check it out. Because what they're teaching about is how to operate in the hope for now and for forever, which I love. DailyDisciples.org is their website, 800-922-0369. That is how you can reach them. Would really encourage you to check that out. All right, I've got the one of the weirdest DDDs, Devotional Diamonds of the Day, that I've ever done. Okay, now bear with me. Robo producers heard me do, you've heard me do what, like 2,000 of these? Okay, well, that's why they pay you. Anyway.
Here's 2001.
Here's 2001. It's called Response Not Required. And somebody might take exception to this. I'm not trying to teach something that's or communicate something that's encouraging people to be rude. I'm just simply pointing out that this is what happened in Scripture, and anything in Scripture is for us not just to reflect but to respond to. Luke chapter 20, verse 7 through 8. Ready? So they answered that they did not know where it came from. This is referring to the baptism of John. And did it come from heaven or from earth? And so they answered, they did not know where it came from. And Jesus said, neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. Okay, now here's all I want to say. So Jesus said, I'm not going to tell you either. That's what he said. Neither will I tell you. And not responding and not answering can be just as effective and appropriate as responding. When somebody says something to you saying, I'm not going to answer you, is just as valid as anything else. That's what Jesus did. First of all, he asked a question. He answered a question with a question. So tell the school teachers to take a break. That it's okay to do that. And then number two, he said, I'm not going to respond because you didn't respond. Or I'm not going to respond because you didn't give me the answer. Neither am I going to tell you. It's like, I just wish I was there, of course, and most of us do. I just would like to see the look on their faces when they say, well, we can't tell you whether the baptism came from heaven or earth. And Jesus goes, and I'm not going to tell you anything. Just what I wish they could be there, because how appropriate that is from time to time for you and I to say, well, I'm not going to give you an answer. You know, well, answer this. Because a lot of times people will ask questions that are a lot of kind of gotcha kind of questions. And it's like Jesus goes, neither am I going to tell you. I'm not telling you either. And it's just the notion that you're allowed to do that from time to time. You don't have to answer every question everybody puts at you because they're trying to get you to say something. I find that to be outstanding, that there are times where you can go, yeah, I'm not going to answer you. And I've actually had that encounter, and the person was quite surprised that I just said, I'm not going to respond to you. And they were, I don't know if they were offended. I think they were just shocked. My point is this. Your job and my job in our walk is to love the Lord God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind, to love our neighbors, we love ourselves, and to engage as the Lord leads us and guides us. The enemy's job is to try and create problems for us wherever we are and whatever we're doing. You don't always have to give a response to somebody that asks you something, especially if that person's trying to goad you into a conversation and try and catch you. And it says you're not required. You can just say, yeah, I'm not going to respond to that. You can just say no. You know, just say no if it's appropriate. It's okay to do that. There's nothing wrong with that. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to do this really intense DDD called Telling It the Way It Is. And then at the next break, we're going to have an attorney call us. It's Tim LaFever is going to call us and talk to us about the Personal Privacy Protection Act. And this is some intense stuff you don't want to miss. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be right back.
Talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome aboard the David Spoon Experience, sponsored by the USS Midway Family Ministry Overnight Programs. For reservations, visit midway.org.
CrazyPriceMall.com introduces our Super Savings Gift Guide just in time for Christmas. Get special price items to clean and prepare your home for the holiday gatherings with friends and family. Healthy Family carpet cleaning for two rooms hallway for $55 or three rooms hallway for $75. Interior and exterior window cleaning for up to 2,000 home square feet, $69.99. Moving during the holidays? Save on moving costs with a two-person crew, all packing materials, and 3 hours of moving service from Packing Bees for only $156. Looking for a babysitter, nanny, senior or post-surgical caregiver, household assistant, or housekeeper? Crunch Care Nanny and Domestic Services is offering an annual full-value Club Care membership for just $699. All deals are half the retail price. Hire your cleaning crew and domestic services with our Super Savings Gift Guide on CrazyPriceMall.com. Certificates print on demand. Check it out today.
Sharing time with family and friends is one of the best parts of the holidays. However, uninvited pests such as termites, ants, roaches, or rodents can drain the joy out of your celebration in less time than it takes to say, bah, humbug. Hi, this is Sue Fries, the owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. Holiday activities like unpacking decorations, a live tree, bringing in fireplace wood, along with cooking and baking, give pests opportunities to enter your home and make it theirs. Pest control is is an issue this time of the year. Minimize your chances of having to deal with a pest problem by making an appointment with us for a quick inspection. Just call 877-332-BUGS. If you're concerned about the use of chemicals, Ecola offers efficient, mother-approved alternative methods of eradicating pests. Call us at 877-332-BUGS or log on to termitelady.com. That's termitelady.com. Ecola, termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly.
My name is John. I was born in Mississippi.
Drafted when I was 18. I served 4 years in Vietnam.
I married the love of my life, Rose, and we marched with Martin Luther King Jr., August of 1963.
And we have a son, a chef. We moved to San Diego so he could pursue his dreams. He's made us so proud.
I'm a train driver, jokester, and grandfather to a beautiful little girl. My name is John, and I have lung cancer.
At the Elizabeth Hospice, no person's story is a thing of the past. Here, family is forever. Our mission is to expertly guide you and your loved one through illness into a place of hope and meaning. Learn more about our services in San Diego County. Call 1-800-797-2050 or visit elizabethhospice.org.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
In all the righteousness I thought I'd earn, but your mercy fills my heart again and brings me to my knees.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're having the day of technology fun.
I put up
your
original mic that doesn't work.
Yeah, see, if you put me up on the original mic, since they switched mics, it probably didn't come off really well. Yeah, it probably sounded like...
That was great mime radio, though, I have to say, Dave.
This is what I sounded like. That, right there. That's what I sounded like. And look, hand puppets. See?
And now juggling.
Okay. I can do all that stuff. Anyway, this segment brought to you by Team Key of El Cajon. TeamKeyofElCajon.com is the website. 888-326-5140. That's 888-326-5140. Team Key of El Cajon, located at 541 North Johnson Avenue. How great is Team Key of El Cajon? I don't know. I got my car there, and I love my car. By the way, I must confess. I will confess right now. I really did use... excessively on the way to work today, the turbo button. So I just pushed that button and I had to make this one maneuver and I was like, wow. And it was really fast. I just, you know, it wasn't illegal. It wasn't inappropriate. Well, you know, in Europe, it's, you have that one, you know, thing, the Autobahn, was it in Germany, right? So you can go, there's really no speed limit. Right. So all I did was just imagine I was on the Autobahn for about a quarter of a mile. That's all. Nothing bad there. Just push the pedal down and my Kia Optima went zoom. See you later. I just let you know. I like my car. It's one of those things. All right, let's get our DDD rolling. We have a special guest coming in the next segment. This DDD, though, challenging. It's called Telling It the Way It Is. Luke chapter 24, verse 32 through 35. Listen to this. I had not seen this before. Ever, as I was reviewing this scripture and reading it, I'd not seen it this way before ever, so I'm excited to share. Here's what it says. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. So I'm reading this, and I'm thinking, yeah, I've read that, you know, a gazillion times, and then there's something that just kind of went ding, ding, ding in my brain. First of all, Jesus opened their minds to understand the scriptures. We should all, let me say this firmly, we should all be praying every time we go into the Word that the Lord would open our minds, and we would get it. Because some people will read the Bible, they read it, and they read to read, and I'm not even sure that I object that they read to read. What I object to is the problem there is that what they're doing is processing the word. But if you don't understand it, you're not gripping it, you're not getting something in it. So what you need to do is you need to pray that the Lord will open your mind. Okay, then what Jesus said is this: thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and the third day rise again. So here Jesus is saying that he had to suffer for all of our sins and on the third day rise, which is essentially the gospel, that Jesus suffered for our sins and that he rose from the dead 3 days later. But listen to the message that Jesus tells us to share. Listen to the message that Jesus tells us to share with the people. He says this: thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations. Do you want to do justice to proclaiming the gospel? Guess what happens before the forgiveness is brought about? Jesus teaches us that the proclamation should start that there should be repentance and forgiveness. And what a lot of people do is they just talk about the forgiveness, or another group of people just talk about the repentance. And it's like, no, 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 no. You want to teach the message that Jesus told us to teach, the message, the proclamation we're supposed to make, and people will say, well, you read Matthew 28, and you look at what the Great Commission is. Well, this is part of the Great Commission, to make proclamation that there has to be repentance and forgiveness. It's well said that before you give them the good news, you got to tell them the bad news. And what's the bad news? You got to repent. Jesus' first message, repent. John the Baptist's first message, repent. Then Jesus tells us to go out and make proclamation of the gospel, and the first thing we're supposed to say is teach about is repentance. You know what repentance is? It has to do with turning the direction of our minds and of our hearts to away from sin and towards God. It means that we have to make proclamation that people have to repent. And what people will say is, oh, no, 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 no. When you teach the gospel, you just tell them the flowery stuff. It's like, no, 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 no. Jesus didn't teach that. He taught that you had to have repentance and then forgiveness proclaimed in his name to all nations. We have to repent in the name of Jesus, and we receive forgiveness in the name of Jesus. We don't change the message, folks. The message is to everyone. Our job is to bring the witness. And what will happen is people will say, oh, but see, Jesus, everything about Jesus, love and peace, and here's a flower. Put it in your hair. Wear the flower. Hey, the message from Christ, first part of the message, repent. There's no, oh, but Jesus, he accepts me the way I am. Well, no, actually, he doesn't accept you the way you are, because you have to repent and then receive forgiveness. So that's technically not true. I mean, technically. All I'm saying is that the repentance is a part of the process. And for people that think, well, I don't got to change a thing, this is how God made me, everybody has to change, because we're all sinners and everybody has to repent, period. And you're like, well, it doesn't seem like a very nice message. Who cares if you think it's nice or not? It's the message. Why do you think the first message from John the Baptist and from Jesus was repent? You think that's a coincidence? Why is the first proclamation that Jesus tells us to say after he raises from the dead, opens the scripture up, shows that the Christ had to suffer, that he had to suffer as the Christ, and that the third day rise again, and that repentance should be proclaimed in his name to all day? What do you think that is? Because we got to repent. That's why. And I know there's a whole group of people out there. I don't got to change the way I live. Yes, you do. Sorry. That's the message. Oh, no, I can just ask for forgiveness. No, you have to repent. You have to turn towards the Lord, which means you're not facing the Lord in the first place. It's repentance, then forgiveness, through his name, by the way, through the name of Christ, not through anything else. It's all through Jesus. So part of the proclamation of the gospel is, hey, you got to repent. Sorry, that's just the way. Oh, but I just want to keep doing what I'm doing. Tough. You can't. Not if you're going to receive the forgiveness of God. It's not going to work that way. All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break. And we'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Take me out.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Be thankful this season and get to Team Kia of El Cajon, because we want to get you out of your trade. You'll save $6,000 off the purchase of select new 2015 Kias in stock. Plus, we want to approve your credit today. Brand new 2015 Kia Optima lease, just $89 a month, or $6,000 off any select new Kia in stock with any trade.
Dude, let's take another road trip to Team Kia of El Cajon.
Call 866-680-7649 for all the details.
Hey, I'm Chris Brown, host of Chris Brown's True Stewardship, brought to you by Ramsey Solutions. This is a brand new radio show providing biblical answers for money and life. Well, imagine what life would be like if there were no car payments, student loans, or money fights. What if your finances could be worry-free? God has a lot to say about money. Tune in.
Evenings at 8 on KPRZ.
Maybe you're thinking about buying or selling a home. Maybe you're thinking about buying or selling a home in 6 months, a year, 2 years. Who plans that far ahead for the real estate market? What person can possibly be able to give you guidance and insight as to how to approach this monumental notion? Enter Sam Rasul. If you buy or sell a house through Sam, 25% of his gross commission, and it ain't gross, goes to whatever ministry or church you desire for KPRZ listeners. Also, if you're looking to sell your home, Sam will even forward you the money at no interest to make your house ready, up to $25,000 for KPRZ listeners. He just takes the funds back out at the close of escrow. Hey, if you're thinking about real estate, think Sam at thinksam.com. 858-722-7515. That's 858-722-7515. Or email him, Sam at thinksam.com. Contact Sam today.
Children's Pastors Conference has a new special offering this upcoming February in La Mesa, CPC 2-Day. CPC 2-Day is a compressed version of Children's Pastors Conference with a special focus for children's ministry teams. CPC 2-Day includes keynote speakers, breakout session, worship, and two special team experiences that will allow for children's ministry staff and volunteers to grow closer together. Keynote speakers for this CPC 2-Day event includes Albert Tate, lead pastor of Fellowship Monrovia, Dr. Michelle Anthony, vice president and publisher of learning resources at David C. Cook, Executive Director of International Network of Children's Ministry Matt Guevara, Ryan Frank, CEO of Kids Matter Magazine, and VP of Awana, and author and speaker Joe Saxton. Join us and our very special guests as we cover topics from healthy teams, special needs, spiritual formation, and much more. Talk to your children's pastor today about attending CPC 2-Day. For more information, please visit childrenspastorsconference.com/2-day and use our special listeners code KPRZ to save 25% off the registration price. That's childrenspastorsconference.com/2-day.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That's the email, best way to do it. So we have a special guest joining us, first time on the show, although we're having another technical issue. Let's see if we can bring Tim on. Tim is an attorney friend, and we're going to be talking about the Personal Privacy Protection Act. Tim Lefevre. Tim, are you there?
I am here.
How are you doing today?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing well. I was reading all the information. I'm like, what? You got to tell the audience what's going on, what it is that we can do to help. What's the process? What is the Personal Privacy Protection Act?
Well, let me start with what you can do to help is immediately go to privacyforall.com and download a petition if you're in California and you're a registered voter, and sign, stamp, and send that in right away. Here's what's going on. I think all of us have noted that access to bathrooms is becoming an issue. Bathrooms, showers, locker rooms, where traditionally these have been sex-separated facilities, there are now individuals that are pushing the idea that one should be able to enter the facility of their choice based on their gender identity as opposed to their biological body. And the Personal Privacy Protection Act is a way that the voters in California will say, no, we'd prefer to keep facilities sex separated.
So in essence, and I want to ask you about the privacyforall.com, but in essence, what we're actually talking about is I'd like to be able to go to the bathroom without having to worry about somebody else coming in and, looking at me. I mean, it's like a disrespectful or degrading kind of fashion.
Well, exposure is a two-way thing. It's looking at you or being exposed to that. We believe that there shouldn't be unwanted exposure, that, to put it this way, that no biological male should expose himself to a female against her will, and no female should have to disrobe in front of a biological male. And with the way that it's being pushed right now, it would cause those things. The idea being that if a boy feels like a girl, that he ought to have the right to go into the bathroom, shower, locker room of his choice. And we're saying, no, privacy dictates something different. Modesty dictates something different. Safety dictates something different.
All right. So the issue is unwanted exposure in a certain sense then, too.
Yes.
Okay. Here's the thing that I'm just struggling with immensely, and I need your help to get through this. When did going to the bath? Now we have bathroom issues. It's like, my goodness, society is like eroding from every element. Now we have to defend ourselves just to be able to go to the bathroom. I mean, it's
well,
so bizarre.
Seems like it was the end point of scare tactics of a slippery slope, that if we keep going down that route, there will be boys in the girls' bathrooms. Well, guess what? Now there are boys in the girls' bathrooms, and there are a lot of people that are just not moved by that. They think, well, yeah, that's the normal progress of things. And I was doing an interview for a major national publication this morning, and the question came, well, isn't your group just accused of being bigots because of this? Wow.
That's
when did it
bizarre.
Come to that point that saying keeping the status quo, sex-separated bathrooms, was something that was bigoted?
Yeah, it is amazing. It's a degradation of the society to the point where they're trying to neuter everything. And it's like, there's this point where this is just ridiculous. It's so beyond the pale. Now, I want to talk to you about the privacyforall.com website. You said that a registered voter can go there. They can go to privacyforall.com. They click on that, and then they can download the petition. They can sign it. They can mail it. Is that for registered Republicans, registered Democrats, registered independents?
It's for registered voters in the state of California, and we need people to go out and get everybody you can to do it. We're in the final days of this. We are actually asking for everything to be postmarked by this following Monday, the 14th. The strength that we've had on this has been in the churches, and it's because churches see this as a moral issue. Churches see the idea that, wow, if we can't protect our daughters for who goes into the bathroom, we're probably not doing our job. But it's a personal issue for churches. We are now at the point where we've actually had churches calling in and saying, what do we do about the man that's in the woman's bathroom? Do we have a right to tell them that they can't be there? And if you would have asked the question 20 years ago, well, of course, have them call the police, do something like that. Now we're at a point where many are saying that that equality and a prohibition on discrimination requires that you not just let a girl that is a biological girl into the girl's bathroom, but that you also expand the definition and say that a girl is one that thinks that she is a girl. And no less than the Obama administration Department of Justice has signed on to that idea.
It's what's so absolutely astounding to me is that when I was in the sixth grade or the seventh grade, I wish I would have had a free pass like this, wanting to go into the girls' bathroom. Oh, I think I'm a girl. I'm going into the girls' bathroom now, because that was like that playful tease where the boys wanted to go in the girls' bathroom. But now it's like real, and it's like, how did that happen?
And we can't discount the fact that there will be those that will game the system and say, well, this is self-assessment and it's fluid. Okay, I'm feeling my feminine side today. I want to do that. But I don't like to go too far down that, because you get the reaction of, are you saying that these people are not sincere? No, there are plenty that are sincere, that sincerely believe that biology has betrayed them. But sincerity doesn't trump nakedness. And so if you're standing in the shower in the locker room at gym class, and it's a girl's shower, and a biological boy comes in and says, well, don't worry about it, I feel like a girl, sincerity doesn't trump nakedness.
No, that, and that's a very important line. I think it's important to understand from the discussionary point of view that churches are going to be more supportive or basically completely supportive of a Personal Privacy Protection Act because we believe there's a creator and that he created male and female. And we don't believe that there's, you know, well, this is in the mix or this is over here. It's like, no, no, God didn't make any mistakes. All that stuff's good. There's a little bit of screwballness in the teachings and in the communications from man to man, from woman to woman, that mentality. But we believe there's a creator. So we believe there's this essence where there's male and female. And it's not that difficult. Doesn't seem like it's that difficult, especially if you want to use DNA and go back to the first two, which we would call Adam and Eve. Go ahead.
I can't agree with you more that this is self-esteem on steroids, but it's also man playing God.
Yeah, and that's the big problem. That's it right there. It's that same in the garden defiance. We'll run the world without you. We think we can do a better job. Fist into the heavens kind of mentality. So people can go to privacyforall.com and they go to that website, and then there's going to be a place where they can download the petition, right?
Right. And the strength, this is going to be carried by the church. And we're down to the last bit. We're calling this Sunday Signature Sunday. So if you have listeners that say, I've got a good-sized church and we haven't done anything about that, either download all the petitions that you can and put them in the pews, or even, you know, contact us on that website and let us see if we can't, you know, get you the long-form petitions immediately. Because it's going to be close. All these petitions come in at the last minute. I do not have enough of them in right now. And I really don't want to be sitting here 2 weeks from now saying, wow, we really let our daughters and our granddaughters and our sons and our grandsons down on this.
Yeah, and you know the thing that's disturbing that's not even been spoken is at some point, like you brought up a little bit earlier, the churches are going to have to deal with this if the churches don't do anything about this. They're going to be subject to this same process, and somebody's in the church and they're like, well, I just feel like a girl today. I feel like a boy today, whatever the whim is, and they're not going to be able to say anything or do anything.
Well, even more so, the activist-minded in this, again, there are people that are sincere on this, and I have nothing but compassion for the people that believe that biology has betrayed them. There's some that want to be activists on this that don't like what we do in churches and think that, okay, if we have this right and if I go in there and they try to kick me out of the girls' bathroom that I have a lawsuit— I don't doubt that that's going to happen.
Yeah.
The churches will be a target on this. If for no other reason than self-protection, sign this. We're trying to get 500,000 signatures, and again, I need postmarked by next Monday. So if you care about privacy, if you care about safety, you know, download those petitions, call all your friends, start the equivalent of a chain letter on your email, tell people to get to that website and sign those petitions and get them into us.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, privacyforall.com. Go there, download the petition. If you want to get further contact, you can do it off the website. Great job. We really appreciate it, Tim. Thank you for jumping on the show at the last minute, and we are in prayer, in support with what you're trying to accomplish here.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Short break and we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Like every Christmas, our U.S. military will be deployed around the world, sacrificing their comfort for our freedom. This holiday season, let our brave military men and women know you care by sending the best gift available, a military Bible stick. The Military Bible Stick, a small digital audio player with selected Psalms and the New Testament.
Through tough times, the Bible gives me a message of hope and love and better days to come.
Thank you for providing the Bible in this format. It was just the tool I needed to continue my walk with God.
This has been the best gift ever. The narrators really bring to light the power of God's Word.
Over 500,000 troops have been given a military Bible stick, but many, many more are waiting. Send this life-changing gift today. Call 800-800-2555 or visit militarybiblestick.com.
This time of year, it seems everyone's looking for a better, more affordable healthcare solution. But with costs rising and options limited, where do you turn? If you're a Christian, you turn to MediShare. It's not insurance. It's over 154,000 believers who share each other's medical bills. It's about half the cost of healthcare insurance programs. And it's fully acceptable under the law. Best of all, MediShare is based on the timeless principles found in God's Word. You never pay for things that go against your beliefs. MediShare is healthcare that fits your family and your faith.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 844-61-BIBLE. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 844-61-BIBLE. That's 844-61-BIBLE.
From Washington, D.C., it's the Cal Thomas Commentary. And now, here is America's number one syndicated columnist, Cal Thomas.
After Donald Trump's latest outburst about barring all Muslims from entering America, several things should be said. First, he's not the first to suggest certain groups should be kept out of America. Congress passed and Calvin Coolidge signed a law barring most immigrants from entering the country following the massive wave in the early years of the century. It stayed in effect until 1936. Franklin Roosevelt, the left's patron saint, barred Jews escaping from the Nazis and then interred Japanese American citizens during World War II. For so many reasons, Congress won't pass a bill barring Muslims, but the government must do more to keep us safe from those among them who are terrorists. A major reason Trump leads in the polls is he channels people's anger. Second, Trump may win the GOP nomination, but he won't win the presidency. If he runs as a third-party candidate, he guarantees a Hillary Clinton win. Is public anger so high voters would tolerate 8 years of Hillary and a leftist Supreme Court for 40 years? Let's hope cooler heads prevail. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary and other information, visit calthomas.com or send a written request mentioning the date and subject to Values Through Media, Post Office Box 7065, Arlington, Virginia, 22207. Tax-deductible gifts support these commentaries and are appreciated. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. I will tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, I've done this show, it's 3 years and a month, right? It's a little, just a tad bit more than that. And I have never seen so many technical problems. Robo producer and I are laughing because there is nothing that you can do about some of these things. I mean, we have an IM system so I can talk to him like while we're doing a segment if I need to communicate. It crashed. He can't pull up YouTube. It crashed. He can't pull up any sounds. It crashed. It's just a crash day. Okay. I just want to let you know. If you want to tell me how you feel sorry for me, you can send me an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. But I'm telling you right now, it ain't getting through. So it doesn't matter. You're welcome to do it. If I'm you, I'd probably send me a letter. Send it to the station. But that's only if the mail's working.
Get here faster.
Yeah, I'll probably get here a lot faster. All right, let's cover a couple of things in history, and then we're going to get into our Facebook post because it's the only way to do things. For those that do not know, on this day in 1901, the first Nobel Prizes were awarded in Stockholm, Sweden, in the fields of physics, chemistry, medicine, literature, and peace. On this day in 1948, the United Nations General Assembly adopted its Universal Declaration on Human Rights. On this day in 1964, by the way, Dr. Martin Luther King received a Nobel Peace Prize. For those that barely remember, this is for those who go a little bit back. In 1999, Los Alamos scientist Wen Ho Lee was arrested and charged with stealing classified information. It's kind of an interesting. And then this I thought was fascinating. 2004, the United States passenger jet landed in Vietnam, the first one to do so since the Vietnam War ended 3 decades earlier. It's like, wow, interesting history, I think. And then not least in any capacity, actually probably one of the great moments, but in 1520, Martin Luther publicly burned the papal edict demanding that he recant or face excommunication. And then we'll say this, also in 1967 of this day, Otis Redding, 26, and six others were killed when their plane crashed in Wisconsin's Lake Monona. All right. That's our history. Let's get into our Facebook post, and we may or may not have Facebook post music. What do we got?
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Be told you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
I am absolutely stunned. I've got nothing to say. That's a pretty good job right there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into our Facebook post right now. Galatians chapter 3, verse 24 through 26. Galatians chapter 3, verse 24 through 26 says this. So then the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. In verse 24, it talks about the law being our guardian, our tutor. Another translation says our schoolmaster. It's kind of an interesting translation. And the law tutors us to Christ. Like immature heirs who have not yet reached access to their guaranteed inheritance. But then the purpose of that is to be justified, to lead us to be justified by faith. The key is justified by faith is not by effort, but it's by reception. You are not saved because you do many wonderful things. You will do many wonderful things because you are saved. But your salvation has a lot more to do with gifting and grace and reception than anything else. But the law was there to tutor us to the point of grace. We come to maturity, or the access point in Jesus, through the law. The law was like the beginner, and Jesus is like the closer. He's like in the opener in a baseball game. Perfect example for our very own robo producer. The opener was the law. The closer is Christ. And you have to win the game. And that's the whole thing, is you don't win the game until the closer comes. Just get up. I got that. I fully understand that. And then in verse 26, it says, for in Christ you are all sons of God through faith. We are his sons in full standing of rights and receivership. Here's the cool thing about being a child of God. You are a child of God. So you have rights and receivership as a child of God. And a lot of people, it's like they take it to the extreme. But what you need to understand is when you were born, let's say, into this country, you received a certain amount of rights being an American citizen. Well, being born into the kingdom of God, you also have a certain amount of rights and receivership from your Father and from the kingdom of heaven. And a lot of us don't even think in those terms. We think, what? What? It's like, listen. Your dad, your heavenly father, your papa, so to speak, your dada, loves you and has prepared wondrous things for you, fantastic things for you, and wants your life to be in communion and connection to him. And what is wonderful for us is we have that. But many of us do not realize that we have this receivership. We have these rights. We have this inheritance. We have this blessing. So my encouragement to you is to recognize that you are a child of the Most High God through faith because of the work of Jesus Christ. Got that? Get that? Feel that? Hold that? Keep that. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a 22-hour break, and then we'll be back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.